Tyler McKinley is on the KRDO Newsline from AAA Colorado. He's the regional director of public affairs. You know how it works, Skylar. You look at the calendar and you just go with it. But I didn't realize it was a week early. So,
hey, I grew up going to the Pueblo Zoo. So, look, that's an honor for me to be in such esteemed company.
Absolutely. And I'll just tell you, Monday is the big Halloween event that's going to be that we're going to be talking about with the people from the zoo. So that should be a lot of fun. But this is really important to talk about here tonight, and that's why we have you on the show, which is the Move Over For Me campaign to protect all drivers. This is an education campaign that began. Talk about what this campaign is all about, and it's basically trying to get the skyrocketing traffic fatalities down.
Yeah, I can tell you anybody who's had a breakdown on a highway knows how terrifying it is. At the same time, when you're driving on that highway, you might not always think about the folks who are at the side of the road. That, of course, can be Coloradans who are broken down, but it also is our tow truck drivers, law enforcement personnel, ambulances, and so on. So this new campaign just launched. It's called Move Over For Me, and that's what we're asking Coloradans to do. If you see any stopped vehicle in that breakdown lane with its hazards on, go ahead and move over a lane if you can do it safely to give them room to work, and slow down at least 20 miles per hour if you're on the highway if you can't move over a lane. Actually, to that end, the governor has proclaimed today Slow Down Move Over Awareness Day in the state of Colorado, and I think we're just getting started raising awareness for something that really can benefit everybody, because everybody has to worry about a breakdown at some point of driving in Colorado.
Absolutely, and we see those billboards or the lit signs from CDOT, and those are all part of this campaign, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're getting the word out across the state in partnership with CDOT and State Patrol. I can tell you, we're working with so many folks because anybody who works regularly at the roadside, including our guys and State Patrol, road crews, they're at a huge risk. We know that towing, for example, is 15 times deadlier than every other private industry combined. A tow truck driver is struck and killed at the roadside once every 2 weeks. But regular drivers are also at risk. I mean, we just saw a tragedy a week ago in Douglas County on I-25 when two folks were struck and killed. So this is really an easy way to save lives, and it's so simple. It's just moving over a lane if you can, or slowing down. Many folks are already in the habit of doing this. We just want to make sure that everybody knows it's the right thing to do.
And it's interesting because, you know, you start these campaigns and you want to educate everybody, but there's always going to be those people, for whatever reason, they're never going to slow down. I mean, this is a campaign that is trying to get people that probably already obey the laws, but this is kind of one of those that I mean, really needs to be pushed, because I don't know about you, when I'm driving on I-25, especially through the gap, it's amazing how fast those cars are going. And when you look at those cars that are weaving over the double lines of the express lane, I mean, it seems like people don't care these days. So how hard is it to get the word out and get this through people's minds?
Look, it's terrifying out there, and we're committed to running this campaign in really across the state. You're going to see us at communities. You're going to see this on our tow trucks. We're also pushing, though, for legislative changes. We had some success with a bill that came through an interim committee in September. That bill would extend the move-over law as it applies to tow truck drivers and professionals at the roadside to all motorists. So we would make it Colorado law that if you see someone stopped in that breakdown lane with their hazards on, you must slow down or move over. Look, I don't want to be out there arresting folks who make honest mistakes, but I think having this in state law is going to make it a lot easier for everybody to say, look, it's the law. It's as much the law as not running stop signs, as not blowing red lights. Folks will always do it, but I think we're going to be able to change the conversation at a time when it really needs to be changed. It's no surprise to anyone who's driven on any state highway. It is more dangerous out there than ever. Yeah. We're seeing skyrocketing fatalities. Something has to change, and this is certainly a start.
So will we be seeing the signage and everything, is that out now, or is it coming very soon?
So we just launched, so you'll start seeing some stuff on social media and in the local news now, and then I think we're going to do billboards. We're going to do additional signage. We're going to be out at events in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. Whenever you see somebody from AAA, they're going to be talking about this. And that's consistent with the same types of conversations we've had about safety for 100 years here in Colorado.
It's so important. We're going to have you back on KRDO's Midday Edition coming up this Friday to talk more about it. Skylar, is always great talking to you. Thanks for the information, and look forward to catching up with you again on Friday. And I promise I won't intro you as the zoo.
Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Sounds good.